Antibiotics might seem like a magic cure for a lot of illnesses, but the reality is overuse and misuse of antibiotics is contributing to bacterial resistance to existing drugs.
Kirsty Busing is an associate professor at the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity, and she joins us now on the line to discuss what's being done to help slow the resistance. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning, Casey. Hi.
So to get us started, can you please explain a bit about how bacteria become resistant to antibiotics?
So I guess resistance to antibiotics can exist naturally anyway. A lot of bacteria that have never been exposed to antibiotics can carry resistance, but we believe that with exposure to antibiotics, we promote selection of resistance amongst populations of bacteria so that those that are carrying resistance become more prominent within the group. Any time that we're using antibiotics unnecessarily or using them at the wrong doses, we're promoting this problem of resistance.
There's been a national survey looking into the use and consumption of antibiotics Australia-wide. Can you tell us about what the survey was aiming to achieve?
Yeah, sure. So I guess with recognition of antibiotic resistance as a big problem, we've been asked to, or we've been tasked to go out and try and find out what's going on. So the survey that we're talking about today is called the National Antimicrobial Prescribing Survey, and it's been focused on hospitals in Australia, and we've gone out and done audits of all patients within hospitals on given days and looked at what antibiotics they're actually receiving for what reasons, looked at the doses and the durations of the antibiotics and compared them with evidence-based guidelines and with clinical information that was available about those patients at the time to try to work out where problematic areas of either inappropriate use or unnecessary use were going on in our hospitals. And that gives us some targets to look for where we might need to improve.
Now, that's just a survey of hospitals. I've known people who have used antibiotics until they felt better and then they stopped. They didn't finish off the course. I've known people who have passed antibiotics on to other people then, when they got a bit sick or something. Is this also part of the potential for resistance?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you've said, probably we think about 75 to 80% of all antibiotics that are used in humans are being used in the community, so outside of the hospital setting. And the use that's going on there is probably the primary driver of resistance in the community, because we think patients come in with resistant infections. They don't necessarily just pick them up in hospital, and it's not a hospital-based problem. So although our audit has focused on hospitals to begin with, the audit team's work is actually growing. So we've actually begun to do a little bit of work out in the community too, but that's a much harder nut to crack, and it's a lot more difficult getting access to some of that information, but we are working on it.
So if we have been training these bacteria to become more resistant, can't we just make more antibiotics that defeat the new resistant bacteria?
Yeah. So that's how we've played the game up until now. We've always been, I guess, saved by the new antibiotic on the shelf, the new discovery, and I guess the sad reality is it's just becoming a lot harder to discover new antibiotic agents. The ones that were easy to find have been found, and it's a lot tougher job trying to develop new drugs. So absolutely there are companies and research groups actively looking for the next big thing, the next new antibiotic, but I don't think we can necessarily rely on that being the solution, and we don't know how far away those new drugs may be. Indeed, it may be completely new strategies that aren't, you know, familiar antibiotic drugs that end up being what helps us to solve this problem. We really don't know. We've got to keep a very open mind about what the solution might be. So in the interim, I guess the challenge to us is make better use of what we've already got and try to stretch the efficacy of the drugs that we've already got a lot further.
Speaking with Kirsty Busing about antibiotic resistance and bacteria. So why is it so important that there's a national strategy to combat this problem?
So it's a really huge problem and probably underappreciated in the general community. But antibiotic resistance is a very real challenge to us right now. We have patients coming into the hospital or presenting to clinics in the community where the usual drugs that we want to use are just not effective anymore. And you know, that's a major challenge in terms of us, you know, finding ourselves unable to treat infections that we've already, you know, readily assumed that were quite treatable. So this is a much bigger problem in some lower and middle income countries overseas, but we're definitely seeing the problem here in Australia now. And I think at the very highest level, there's a recognition that something needs to be done on a global stage. And many countries around the world are developing national strategies to get on top of the problem. And Australia does have a national strategy, which was launched in 2015. But the challenge now is for us to try and figure out how we're going to implement that strategy and what the practical steps are that we can do that are going to help us get control of this problem.
Well, let's hope we can keep working towards a better and healthier future. Thanks very much for joining us on the show.
No worries. Thanks very much for having me.
Associate Professor Kirsty Busing from the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity. She's discussing Australia's strategy for dealing with bacteria that are becoming resistant to antibiotics.